the government-sponsored enterprises. As mentioned earlier, the two major purchasers of mortgages in the secondary market are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae, the Federal National Mortgage Association, FNMA, known as Fannie Mae, plays a vital role in financing mortgages and increasing homeownership opportunities in the United States. Fannie Mae began in 1938 as an agency of the federal government and was created to bring stability to the U.S. housing market. In 1968, Fannie Mae became a privately owned and managed corporation. At that time, the U.S. Congress rechartered Fannie Mae as a private company, mandating that it operate with private capital on a self-sustaining basis to enhance the flow of funds through the secondary market to homebuyers. Fannie Mae is the largest investor in home mortgages today. Since 1968, Fannie Mae has provided more than 63 million homeowners with more than $6.3 trillion in housing finance. The corporation currently owns in its portfolio or holds in trust for investors 1 out of every 5 mortgages in the United States. Fannie Mae operates exclusively in the secondary market and provides support to mortgage lending institutions in the primary market. Lenders who originate loans in the primary market may either hold the loans in their portfolios or sell them in the secondary market. By selling loans in the secondary market, lenders are able to obtain additional funds with which to make more loans to home buyers. Fannie Mae helps accomplish the following important housing objectives. It addresses imbalances of mortgage credit among regions of the United States by making funds available to capital-deficient areas of the country to finance new mortgage originations. It allows lenders to originate mortgages for sale rather than for portfolio investment. It standardizes mortgage loans, thereby attracting investors who traditionally have not invested in the primary market, further strengthening the market. By raising funds from U.S. and global investors and dispersing risks on mortgage assets, Fannie Mae works to keep low-cost capital flowing to mortgage lenders across the nation, in all communities, under all economic conditions, at the lowest mortgage rates in the housing finance market. Limited by its charter to the residential mortgage market, Fannie Mae purchases mortgage loans from private lenders, such as mortgage companies, savings institutions, and commercial banks. Fannie Mae's primary source of income comes from two lines of business: mortgage portfolio investments and guarantee fees from its mortgage-backed securities, MBS. Fannie Mae's mortgage portfolio investments involve purchases throughout the United States from approved lenders. Income is derived from the difference, or spread, between the yield on the mortgage loans and the borrowing costs to fund the investments. Under the MBS guarantee program, approved lending institutions can also assemble groups or pools of mortgage loans. Instead of purchasing these mortgage loans for its portfolio, Fannie Mae reviews the quality of the loans and then issues securities backed by such loans. The corporation provides a guarantee of timely payment of interest and principal to the purchaser of the MBS in return for a guarantee fee. Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac is a federally chartered corporation established as the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, FHLMC, in 1970 to purchase mortgages in the secondary market. Freddie Mac is a stockholder-owned corporation chartered by Congress to increase the supply of funds that mortgage lenders, such as commercial banks, mortgage bankers, savings institutions, and credit unions, can make available to homeowners and multifamily investors. Savings associations own most of their listed stock. To sell a loan to Freddie Mac, the loan originator must comply with the seller/servicer requirements, and the loan must be written on Freddie Mac uniform documents. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have jointly developed a series of documents to standardize their mortgage loan purchases, and loans prepared on these documents have become known as conforming loans. Freddie Mac, from its creation, has favored securitizing loans, and from their beginning, they have been a leader in the use of mortgage-backed securities for cash. To raise money for the purchasing of loans, Freddie Mac prefers to sell its own securities. Rather than borrow money through the sale of an issue of bonds, Freddie Mac has converted blocks of mortgage loans into securities, thus passing the interest risk to the security investor. The certificates are called participation certificates, PCs, in the financial market, and are backed by multi-million dollar blocks of geographically diversified single-family loans that serve as collateral. The loans are unconditionally guaranteed by the full faith of Freddie Mac. This is an agency-type guarantee, not a federal government guarantee. This agency guarantee falls short of a government guarantee. However, because of Freddie Mac's ties to the government, investors assume the government will not allow Freddie Mac to default on an obligation. There is no legal obligation on the part of the government. Freddie Mac maintains ties with the government by having five of its directors appointed by the President of the United States. Conservatorship. The turmoil in housing and credit markets that began in 2007 put extreme financial pressure on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The value of their mortgage assets had fallen, but the debt they took on to purchase those assets remained. To maintain a positive net worth in the face of falling asset values, financial firms have several options to raise capital. However, none of these were readily available to Fannie or Freddie. If they sold assets, they would depress the prices of mortgage loans and MBSs still further, worsening both their own balance sheet problems and those of many other financial firms. They could not use retained earnings to bolster capital because their operations had not turned a profit since 2006. Finally, rapidly falling share prices made it extremely difficult to raise capital by selling new equity or common stock. The Housing and Economic Recovery Act, HERA, was enacted on July 30, 2008. HERA created the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA, as the successor agency to the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight and the Federal Housing Finance Board. The Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight had been established in 1992 to regulate Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Prior to the enactment of HERA, the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight functioned as an independent agency within the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Federal Housing Finance Board had been established in 1989 as the regulator of the nation's 12 federal home loan banks. On September 7, 2008, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA, placed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in conservatorship. This step was taken because a default by either of the two firms, which had been battered by the downturn in housing and credit markets, could have caused severe disruptions in global financial markets, made home mortgages more difficult and expensive to obtain, and had negative repercussions throughout the economy. As conservator, the Federal Housing Finance Agency assumed all the powers of the shareholders, directors, and officers to preserve and conserve the assets and property of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Under the Housing and Economic Recovery Act of 2008, the Federal Housing Finance Agency oversees operations of the government-sponsored enterprises, GSEs. HERA authorizes the Federal Housing Finance Agency to ensure that the GSEs operate in a safe and sound manner, including maintenance of adequate capital and internal controls. Establish criteria for investments that the GSEs may hold in their portfolios. Establish risk-based capital requirements for the GSEs. Require the GSEs to increase their capital. Review and approve GSE executive compensation. Review and approve any new products that Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac propose to offer. Establish affordable housing goals for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Together, the enterprises. Enforce compliance with housing goals. And appoint FHFA as a conservator or receiver of the GSEs. As conservator, the FHFA has taken over the assets and assumed all the powers of the shareholders, directors, and officers. It may take any necessary action to restore the firms to a sound and solvent condition. Stockholders' voting rights are suspended during the conservatorship, and both firms' CEOs have been replaced. Dividends on common and preferred stock have been suspended, although the shares continue to trade. GSE business operations will continue as before, the conservator will delegate authority to the company's new management to move forward. The conservatorship will end when the FHFA finds that a safe and solvent condition has been restored. The government was ultimately forced to step in to prop up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with an aggregate of $187.5 billion in taxpayer funds, under terms of the federal government's support agreement as amended and effective on August 17, 2012. The enterprises agreed to pay the Treasury all of their quarterly profits. FHFA maximum conforming loan limits for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. FHFA uses an October-to-October percentage increase slash decrease in average housing prices in the monthly interest rate survey of the FHFA to adjust the conforming loan limits for the subsequent year. The FHFA has issued the maximum loan limits that will apply to conventional loans to be acquired by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in 2025. The first mortgage loan limits are defined in terms of general loan limits and high-cost area loan limits. Low-cost areas, high-cost area limits. The FHA's national low-cost area mortgage limits for 2025 are set at 65% of the national conforming limit of $806,500 for a one-unit property. The high-cost area loan limits are established for each county, or equivalent, and are published on the FHFA's website, https://www.fanniemae.com/singlefamily/loan-limits. A number of states, including Alaska and Hawaii, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, do not have any high-cost areas in 2025. Government National Mortgage Association, Ginny Mae. The Government National Mortgage Association, GNMA, or Ginny Mae, was established in the United States to promote homeownership. It is a wholly owned government association that operates a mortgage-backed securities program designed to facilitate the flow of capital into the housing industry. Ginny Mae approved private institutions issue mortgage-backed securities with payments that are guaranteed even if borrowers or issuers default on their obligations. Ginny Mae is the most widely known for the tandem plan in which it cooperates with Fannie Mae to buy low-yield, high-risk loans, thus aiding in stimulating housing sales and production for price ranges that are typically lower. This helps to lower financing costs and create opportunities for sustainable, affordable housing for families seeking home ownership. Ginny Mae helps make affordable housing a reality for millions of low and moderate income households across America by channeling global capital into the nation's housing markets. Specifically, the Ginny Mae guarantee allows mortgage lenders to obtain a better price for their loans in the capital and secondary mortgage markets. The lenders can then use the proceeds to make new mortgage loans available. Ginny Mae guarantees investors the timely payment of principal and interest on MBS, backed by federally insured or guaranteed loans, mainly loans insured by the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, or guaranteed by the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. Ginny Mae securities are the only mortgage-backed securities, MBS, to carry the full faith and credit guarantee of the United States government, which means that even in difficult times, an investment in Ginny Mae MBS is one of the safest an investor can make. Ginny Mae does not issue, sell, or buy pass-through mortgage-backed securities or purchase mortgage loans. It merely guarantees, insures, the timely payment of principal and interest from approved issuers, such as mortgage bankers, savings and loans, and commercial banks, of qualifying loans, such as those issued by the FHA, VA, and RHS. An investor in a GNMA security will not know who the underlying issuer of the mortgages is, only that the security is guaranteed by GNMA, which is backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, just like U.S. Treasuries. Home Equity Conversion Mortgage-Backed Security, HMBS Program. In addition to traditional mortgages, Ginny Mae's Expanding Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, HECM, securities program provides capital and liquidity for Federal Housing Administration, FHA, Insured reverse mortgages, an essential financial solution for a growing number of senior citizens. HECM loans can be pooled into HECM mortgage-backed securities, HMBS, within the Ginnie Mae 2MBS program. They also can serve as collateral for real estate mortgage investment conduits, REMIX, backed by HMBS, HREMIX. With continued investor interest in HECM-backed securities, significant efforts have been made to support market demand for reverse mortgages. Farmer Mac, the Federal Agricultural Mortgage Corporation, Farmer Mac, is a government-sponsored enterprise with the mission of providing a secondary market for agricultural real estate mortgage loans, rural housing mortgage loans, and rural utility cooperative loans. Congress established Farmer Mac in the Agricultural Credit Act of 1987. The creation of Farmer Mac was one response to the farm crisis of the 1980s, when large surpluses, falling farm prices and land values, and rapidly rising inflation caused many farmers to default on loans they had taken out during the prosperous years of the 1970s. The crisis was severe enough to threaten the viability of the farm credit system from which many farmers had received their loans. By creating Farmer Mac to provide a secondary mortgage market for agricultural loans, Congress sought to safeguard the economy from such a credit crisis in the future. Its goal was to increase the availability of competitively priced mortgage financing to farmers, ranchers, and rural homeowners, and to provide greater liquidity and lending capacity to agricultural lenders. Farmer Mac programs. Farmer Mac conducts its business primarily through two programs: Farmer Mac Y, in which Farmer Mac purchases, or commits to purchase, qualified agricultural or rural housing mortgage loans, or obligations backed by qualified loans. Farmer Mac 2, in which Farmer Mac purchases the portions of qualified loans that are guaranteed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Farmer Mac guarantees the timely payment of principal and interest on securities backed by qualified loans or guaranteed portions, and either retains those securities in its portfolio or sells them in the secondary capital markets. Farm Credit Administration, FCA, oversight of Farmer Mac. Farmer Mac is regulated, examined, and supervised by the Farm Credit Administration, FCA, through its Office of Secondary Market Oversight, OSMO. Each year, OSMO conducts an examination of Farmer Mac to evaluate its safety and soundness, compliance with applicable laws and regulations, and mission achievement. The examination includes a review of Farmer Mac's capital adequacy, asset quality, management performance, earnings, liquidity, and sensitivity to interest rate risk. OSMO also reviews Farmer Mac's annual and quarterly reports, for example, reports required by the Securities and Exchange Commission, as well as the uniform call reports required by FCA. The director of OSMO meets regularly with Farmer Mac management and its board of directors.